KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's cloudy, breezy, and 49 degrees. We look for it to be cloudy this morning with scattered light rain, a possibility. There is some shower activity, very light off to the south of us along and south of Highway 34. Skies should then become partly sunny by this afternoon, a high of 61. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Well, topping Western Iowa news, officials of the National Weather Service say a storm chaser reported a tornado on the ground about 2 miles southwest of Carroll last night. The event took place at around 8 p.m. and resulted in downed trees and damage to some outbuildings. About 4 minutes later, the Carroll County 911 Dispatch Center received reports the roof and doors were blown off a machine shed about 2 miles southeast of Carroll. Just before 8 p.m., a trained storm spotter reported a tornado caused damage in the Carroll County town of Halber, including downed power lines and an overturned camper. Power poles were also toppled near Randall in Hamilton County, which is northeast of Carroll. Nickel to quarter-sized hail was reported in the Shelby County town of Panama at around 7:40 last night. Penny-sized hail fell about 4 miles southwest of Missouri Valley at around 7:15. And 60-mile-an-hour winds were reported just northwest of Scranton and Greene County a little before 8:30 or a little after 8:30 p.m., along with pea-sized hail and some water ponding on the streets there. There have been no immediate reports of injuries associated with those storms. An incident in the 400 block of East 2nd Street in Villisca Wednesday night resulted in an arrest. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports 41-year-old Peter Vitachi Blossom of Villisca was arrested at around 8 p.m. for domestic assault with bodily injury. Blossom was being held without bond in the Montgomery County Jail pending an initial court appearance. Police in Council Bluffs say a man from Missouri suspected of robbery was arrested late Wednesday night after a scuffle with officers and a brief foot pursuit. Officers responded to the Horseshoe Casino at around 11:37 p.m. for a reported robbery. No weapon was used during the incident. After checking the area, the suspect, later identified as 22-year-old Donovan Ayers of St. Louis, Missouri, was located in front of the Hilton Garden and Suites and was positively identified by the victim. Authorities say as Ayers was being placed in handcuffs, he fought with officers and fled on foot. Officers located him hiding in an area marsh in front of the Bass Pro Shop and took him into custody. One officer suffered minor injuries while trying to arrest Ayers. Ayers was treated at Mercy Hospital for a minor injury and then taken to the Pott County Jail. He faces charges of theft in the first degree, assault on a police officer, disorderly conduct in a place of business, interference with official acts, and eluding. Police in Council Bluffs say a fire at a home late last night is under investigation. Authorities say police and fire personnel were dispatched at around 11:21 p.m. to 3636 Avenue G for a house fire. Upon arrival, officers found the detached garage was fully engulfed in flames. Council Bluffs fire personnel arrived and quickly got the fire under control and extinguished. The house was unoccupied and there were no injuries reported. The cause, as mentioned, is under investigation. If you think you have any information regarding that case, you're asked to contact the Council Bluffs Fire Investigator Marshal's office at 712-328-4671. Authorities say a second teenager has been arrested in connection with the fire that destroyed an iconic covered bridge featured in the best-selling novel, The Bridges of Madison County. Madison County Sheriff Jason Barnes said yesterday that 18-year-old Joel Davis of Norwalk has been arrested on suspicion of first-degree arson for the fire that destroyed the Cedar Bridge near Winterset. On Tuesday, officials had announced charges against 17-year-old Alexander Hoff of West Des Moines. The Madison County Sheriff's Office believes the fire that burned the covered bridge was set early Saturday morning. The bridge was also featured in the 1995 movie adaptation of The Bridges of Madison County, starring Clint Eastwood and Meryl Streep. The novel was written by Robert James Waller, who died in March. The Mills County Sheriff's Office yesterday reports 28-year-old Aaron Wade Opdyke of Emerson was arrested early Wednesday morning following a traffic stop. Opdyke was taken into custody on two counts of possession of a controlled substance, driving under suspension, and failure to obey a stop sign and yield right-of-way. His bond was set at $3,300. In our funeral announcements, Lanny Harris, age 67 of Atlantic, died Monday at the Allen Place in Atlantic. A celebration of life for Lanny Harris will be today at 10 o'clock at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Harold Pieper, age 87, of Kimbleton, died Sunday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Harold Pieper will be today at 10:30 at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church near Jacksonville. OD Funeral Home of Kimbleton has arrangements. Charles Wetzel, age 80, of Guthrie Center, died at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Charles Wetzel will be today at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Darlene Betts, age 93, of Atlantic and formerly of Adair, died April 2nd at the Heritage House. A celebration of life for Darlene Betts will be today at 11 o'clock at the Adair United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home has the arrangements. John Iltz, age 82, who's formerly of the Wyota and Walnut areas, died Sunday. A graveside ceremony for John Richard Iltz will be today at 2:30 at the Layton Township Cemetery in Walnut. Apfel Funeral Home of Grand Island, Nebraska has arrangements. Richard Kent, age 71, of Guthrie Center, died Monday at Thomas Rest Haven in Coon Rapids. Funeral services for Richard Kent will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has the arrangements. George Marnash, age 86, of Stewart, died April the 8th at the Stewart Community Care Center. A mass of Christian burial for George Marnash will be held Saturday at 10 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home of Stewart has the arrangements. Lyle Shrum, age 91, of Urbandale, died Saturday at the Methodist Hospital in Des Moines. Funeral services for Lyle Shrum will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at Covenant Presbyterian Church in West Des Moines. Odie Funeral Home of Manning has arrangements. Donald Merck, age 80, of Audubon, died December 21st at the Friendship Home. A Celebration of Life memorial service for Donald Merck will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Ross Calvary United Methodist Church in Ross. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Delbert C. Bulwer, age 83, of Panora, died Monday at Panora Specialty Care. Memorial services for Delbert C. Bulwer will be held at noon on April 29th at the Church of Christ in Yale. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has the arrangements. And Lauren Lyman, age 81, of Oakland, died Wednesday at his home. Funeral services for Lauren Lyman are pending at Reek and Veith Funeral Home in Oakland. Levon Smouse, age 97, of Coon Rapids, died Wednesday at Thomas Rest Haven. Services for Levon Smouse are pending at Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.